Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come unto you a messenger from you, heavily weighs upon him that you may suffer, full of concern towards you, full of compassion towards the believers. Dear brothers and sisters, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a gift of mercy, not only for the Muslims, rather for the whole humanity. And today, insha'Allah, we quote a hadith that is recorded by Imam Bukhari and others. A hadith that is long but interesting and very important for us to know, which illustrates for us the concern and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the humanity at large. Imam Bukhari recorded that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجه بلحم فرفع إليه الذراع وكانت تعجبه. It seems was an invitation, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was there among his companions. A forearm of a sheep was presented to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this was the most favorite part of the sheep to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَنَحَسَ مِنْهَا نَحْسَدًا ثُمَّ قَالَ. He took a bite. And then he said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I am the chief of all humans on the day of resurrection. Now imagine the situation. People are gathered for an invitation, people are meeting, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving the most favorite part of the sheep to him. And all of a sudden he starts talking about the day of resurrection. If somebody does this nowadays, we will tell him that you are spoiling our invitation for us. But this is an indication that tells us about the real concern and the real worry of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So even though they were eating, and even though they were eating meat, which is something that's scarce during that time, people used not to eat meat every day. And even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating the most favorite part of that meat to himself, yet he started talking about the hereafter. He said that أَنَا سَيِّدْ وَلَبِي آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then he said, وَعَلِمَتْتُونَ مِمَّا ذَلِكَ. Do you know why? Of course, none of the companions responded. Rather, they silently waited for the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يجمع الله الناس الأولين والآخرين في صعيد واحد يسمعهم الداعي وينفذهم البصر وتبنو الشمس. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the human beings, the first and the last, on the day of resurrection on one plane. One plane. So that they all can hear the voice of the caller, and all of them will be seeing because they are on one plane. وَتَدْنُ الشَّمْسِ. And the sun will grow closer to them. As you know, the day of judgment is a severe day. It is a day that lasts 50,000 years. It is a day on which the sun grows closer to people, so close that it becomes just a mile away from them. And people will start sweating, and they sweat according to their righteous deeds. Some of them, their sweat will reach to their ankles, while others, their sweat will reach to their waists, and others will be overwhelmed by their sweat. So it is a day of great distress, a day of great
agony, a day of great grief, and the condition of that day is beyond our imagination and comprehension. فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يُدْرِكُونَ. The people will reach to a degree of distress and agony that they cannot take any more, they cannot bear, they cannot stand.
فَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ أَلَا تَرَوْنَ مَا قَدْ بَلَغَكُمْ أَلَا تَنْظُرُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ بَعْضٍ عَلَيْكُمْ بِآبَ.
So people will start telling one another, don't you see the condition in which we are? Don't you see the degree of agony and distress that we have reached? Don't you look for someone to intercede for you with your Lord? Why don't you go to Adam? You know, the agony of that day will reach to a degree where people will want that this time will end at any expense, even if their destiny be the hellfire. So they will go to Adam. فيأتون آدم عليه السلام فيقولون له أنت أبو البشر خلقك الله بيده ونفخ فيك من روحه وأمر الملائكة فسجدوا له. So they will come to Adam and they will tell him that you are the father of all humans and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has born into you from his from the spirit that he created, and he commanded the angels to bow down to you. All of these are descriptions that show the virtue and the rank of Adam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus his qualification to intercede for humanity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, what is he going to say? They will say, اشفع لنا إلى ربك ألا ترى ما نحن فيه ألا ترى ما قد لنا. Intercede for us with you, Lord. Don't you see the condition in which we are? Don't you see the degree of agony that we have reached? And thereupon, he will say, فَيَقُولُ آدَمْ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَدْ وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَإِنَّهُ قَدْ نَهَانِي أَنْ آكُلَ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَصَيْتُ. نفسي 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 اذهبوا إلى غيري اذهبوا إلى. So he will say, indeed today my Lord has become as angry as never before, nor will he be as angry ever. And he has prohibited me to eat from the tree, and I disobeyed him. Goes to someone else. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Myself. 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 Go to someone else. Go to Noah. Now the first question is, what does he mean by nafsi, nafsi? Myself, myself. He means that my only concern today, my only care today, is for my own salvation, my own safety, my own well-being. What is the significance of repeating this 3 times? It is to emphasize, reiterate the same fact that this is the absolute truth, that today I really am concerned towards my own safety and my salvation. Now, dear brothers and sisters, ponder over this. Who is saying mercy, mercy, mercy? It is Adam. It is a prophet whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored, and for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to bow down. He is the father of humanity. Yet he will say,
My only concern during that day is for my own self and for my own salvation. The question is, what about us? Who are we as compared with Adam? And what kind of condition are we going to be in on that day? And what have we prepared for that day that is inevitable? Without a doubt, dear brothers and sisters, that we are going to die, and we are going to be resurrected, and we are going to undergo the agonies and the suffering of that day, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to shield us and to make us among the believers, because the believers, the true believers, will not suffer as much as the disbelievers. This long 50,000 years day will only feel like the time between Dhuhr and Asr for the true believers. So they will come to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. فيأتون نوحا فيقولون يا نوح إنك أنت أول الرسل إلى أهل الأرض وقد سماك الله عبدا شكورا اشفع لنا إلى ربك ألا ترى ما نحن فيه. فيقول إن ربي عز وجل قد غضب اليوم غضبا لن يغضب قبله مثله ولن يغضب بعده مثله وإني كانت لي دعوة دعوتها على قومي نفسي 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 اذهبوا إلى غيري اذهبوا إلى إبراهيم. So we will come to Noah, and we are talking about the whole of humanity. They are standing and they are waiting, and they are in a condition of suffering and distress. They will go to Noah and tell him, oh Noah, you are the first of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described you as Abdan Shakura, a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we are listing his virtues that shows his rank and his position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his qualification for intercession. But he will say, they will request him, intercede for us with your Lord. But he will say that indeed my Lord, today my Lord has become as angry as never before, nor will he be as angry ever. And I used to have a supplication, but I used it against my people. You know, every prophet was given a guaranteed supplication. A supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and will respond to immediately. So he's saying that I use this ammunition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me against my people in this life, and therefore nafsi, 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 idhabu ila khayri, idhabu ila Allah. Myself, go to someone else, go to Ibrahim. Again, dear brothers, who is saying this? Noah, who has as impressive record in Dawah and calling to Allah as me, 950 years calling his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without relenting, without cessation, continuous effort in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to which he had only a rejection, and this is the only response that he got from his people of rejection. وَفَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِبْنَهُ قَلِيمٌ. He is saying, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. My only concern on that day is my own soul's salvation. That's it. What about us? What have we prepared for that day? That day, dear brothers and sisters, is yaqeen, is certain, it is inevitable, it's going to come no matter what. The question, how prepared are we for that day? Or are we more pious than Noah, or more pious than Adam, and the rest of the prophets who will say, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi?
Do we have a guarantees for safety during that day? Do we have a position that is higher than these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On what are we relying? Just something that is worthy of our contemplation. So they will come to Ibrahim. فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَيَقُولُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَنْتَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ وَخَلِيلُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. So they will come to Ibrahim and tell him, you, Ibrahim, is the prophet of Allah and his Khalil. Khalil is the highest rank in Iman. Khalil is a rank that is given only to two prophets of Allah, Ibrahim and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a rank in which the heart of the servant is only dedicated for Allah. There is no part of this heart that is diverted to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the heart of a person who is completely saturated in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will tell him, Ishfa'lana inda Rabbik, intercede for us with your Lord. Ala tara ma nahnu fi, don't you see the condition in which we are? And Ibrahim, he will say the same thing. Indeed, today my Lord has become as angry as never before, nor will he be as angry ever. And he will say the same thing. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. My concern is for my own salvation. Go to someone else. Go to Musa. Again, who is saying this? Ibrahim, Ibrahim is saying, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. What about us? What is our condition going to be in that day? And what have we prepared for that day? So they will go to Musa alayhi as-salatu was-salam, and he will tell them the same. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, we are quoting a long but very interesting hadith that was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim and others concerning the intercession of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Intercession is granted to certain people, like prophets and righteous people, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sole purpose of showing the degree and the position of those righteous people, the messengers and the prophets and the martyrs, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is another form of honoring these people on the day of resurrection. We see that people followed the prophet Noah and their prophet Prophet Adam, Prophet Noah, Prophet Ibrahim requesting intercession before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to end this stand of the day of the resurrection that is very long and very distressful and very severe. So we end up by Ibrahim telling people to go to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. فَيَأْتُونَ مُوسَى فَيَقُولُونَ يَا مُوسَى أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then they will come to Musa and they will tell him, oh Musa, you are the messenger of Allah, فَضَّلَتْ اللَّهُ بِرَسَالَاتِهِ وَبِكَالَمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you by the messages that he has given you and by directly speaking to you. And again, they listed some of the virtues and qualities to show his qualification for intercession. إِشْفَعَ لَنَا إِلَّا رَبِّكَ, intercede for us with your Lord. أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنِهِ, don't you see the condition in which we are? فيقول إن ربي قد غضب اليوم غضبا لن يغضب قبله مثله ولن يغضب بعده مثله.
He will say that indeed I have indeed my Lord has become as angry as never before, nor will he be as angry ever. And he will say, mercy, 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 myself, myself, myself. اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go to someone else. Go to Isa ibn Maryam عليه الصلاة والسلام. Who is Musa? Musa is from Ulul Azm ibn Rusul. This is a special rank of messengers. They are the best of the best of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad. And he is Khalilullah. I mean, Musa, he is one of the messengers who suffered the most from his people. His people's habit was to kill messengers and prophets. This is what they do. And they demand a lot of miracles. And basically they are very stubborn people who always break their covenant. So he really suffered a lot. And he was among the prophets who suffered the most from their people. Yet he will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, Nafsi. Again, the question is, what about us, dear brothers? What kind of guarantees and securities that we are relying upon? Do we have a special exit to paradise that will bypass the day of resurrection? If there is such a special passage, it would have been given to these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will say, go to Isa ibn Maryam. So they will come to Isa ibn Maryam. فيأتون عيسى فيقولون يا عيسى أنت رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم الروح. They will tell him, you are the messenger of Allah and his word that he has bestowed upon Maryam. And his word, he referring to the manner by which Isa was created. He was created by a word, and this word is called be, and he was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him by just a word, be, and he was. And Ruhum means, and you are a spirit that was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَلَّمْتَ النَّاسَ بِالْمَهْدِ, and you spoke to the people while you were young in the cradle. اشفع لنا إلى ربك. Intercede for us with your Lord. ألا ترى ما نحن فيه. Don't you see the condition in which we are. فيقول عيسى, and thereupon عيسى will say, إن ربي قد غضب اليوم غضبا لن يغضب قبله مثله ولن يغضب بعده مثله. Indeed, today my Lord has become as angry as never before, nor will he be as angry. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself, my son concern. My care is only for my own safety and own well-being. اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go to someone else. Go to Muhammad. فيأتون محمد. So people will come to Muhammad. فيقول يا محمد أنت رسول الله. They will say, oh Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah, وخاتم النبيين, and the seal of prophet. وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. And Allah has forgiven all your past sins. اشفع لنا إلى ربك. Intercede for us with your Lord. أنا ترى ما نحن فيه. Don't you see the condition in which you are? What will be the response of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will say, أنا لها, أنا لها. I am for it. I am for it. And this is part of the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what qualified him to be Sayyidu waladi Adam, the chief of all humans. Because his care, his concern extended beyond himself,
beyond his people, beyond his generation, beyond Muslims. Because this intercession is going to be for all humanity. To end that stand. This shows the great virtue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who said that that for every prophet there is a supplication that is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be accepted. وَإِنْ اِخْتَبَأْتُ دَعْوَةِ شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But I have saved my supplication as an intercession for my ummah on the day of resurrection. So even though we may not care much about the hereafter, we pray, we continue, we understand to be here and there. Our hearts fluctuate sometimes towards the masjid, sometimes towards someone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 14 centuries ago cared about everyone who is in the masjid right now, and every human being. And he said this, he endured the most harm from his people, because there was no prophet who was harmed as our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harmed. He said, "Ulid wa ma kudi ahad," no one was harmed in the way that I was harmed. So he preferred to endure the maximum and the extreme suffering rather than using this supplication against his people. Rather, when the angels came to him and told him that we are ready to crush these people between these two mountains, referring to the people of Mecca, he said, rather, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth from their descendants those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without associating anyone in his worship. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَنْطَلِقُ فَآتِي تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ, I will fall in prostration in a place under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ مِنْ مَحَامِدِهِ وَحُسْنِ الثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَفْتَحُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَبْلِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me to such praises and glorifications to him as he has never guided anyone else before me. And here this is a very important one. Rasulullah Muhammad was the most knowledgeable person about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet on the day of judgment he will learn more about the perfection, about the glorifications, about the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which shows that the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless, beyond any bound. It's boundless. Because he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows that no matter how perfect our ibadah here, we really cannot attain the status of a prayer, of a worship that reflects the greatness and the grandeur and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we should be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they say, ihdina sirata al-mustaqim, they don't know why they are asking Allah to guide them to the straight path. Because this is happening that we are Muslims. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressed toward the end of his life, وَمَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. One of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to warn the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is going to guide him to the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because being guided means that you are doing what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most in the specific situation in which you are right now. It's really time pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, and this requires a lot of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes a person may do something that he thinks that pleases Allah, while he is causing a great evil that brings or makes him earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, to do the right thing in the right moment, in the right situation, is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives to some people, and this is a sign of being guided to the straight path of Allah subhanahu
وتعالى.
So dear brothers and sisters, after this long prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad will be told, Ya Muhammad, arfa' ra'sak, salfa'fa' washfa' tushfa'. O Muhammad, raise your head up. Ask and will be given, and intercede and your intercession will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي فَأَقُولْ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ. The moment Rasulullah raises his head, he doesn't say nafsi nafsi, he says أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبْ 3 times. My ummah, my servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, Ya Muhammad, أَدْخِلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ مَنْ لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ النَّاسِ فِي مَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَبْوَابِ. This is some special words to this ummah, that there are a group of this ummah who will enter to paradise without hisab, without any accounting. And Allah will tell him that let these people enter from the right gate of paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that they will be, that this group will be 70,000 people. But there are other narrations which show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His grace, He added this number, He increased this number. So they are, as in some authentic, other authentic hadith, that they are 70,000 people, with every thousand there is another 70,000 people. وَثَلَاثُ حَتَيَاتٍ مِنْ حَتَيَاتِ رَبِّي. And even on top of that, 3 handfuls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be allowed to enter paradise without hisab. And they will be share the other gates of paradise with other people. Again, dear brothers and sisters, this shafa'ah shows the real concern of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam toward his ummah. That his concern was not limited to himself or to his town or to his generation. Rather, he really was thinking about you, about us, about all Muslims. And he could have used it in order to protect himself, that da'wah, to protect himself or to shield himself from the harm of Quraysh or other people who used to harm him. But he preferred to endure the suffering, so that he would have this da'wah, this intercession for his ummah and for all humanity. As a matter of fact, on the day of resurrection, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of our sins and to give us the ability to prepare for that day, to protect ourselves during that day, that long severe day. And we are before a great opportunity, that is the month of Ramadan, who is approaching us very quickly. So be ready to receive the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah.